When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The crowd here at Foxborough is going to be yelling for number four. Here's one floated for Smith, and it's picked. They're calling it Zappy Hour. And wide open. Touchdown! The momentum turned around. Now the Bears are answering, winning in all three phases of this game. In for the touchdown!
This has been quite a performance by the Bears.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you have us live. You got a phone in your pocket. You got us live wherever you are. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can join the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, baby?
What up is we got Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter extraordinaire, with us right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How we doing? Sorry I'm on the phone today. That's a quick turnaround after the game last night.
Just tell us you're at Gillette. We'll believe you.
Yeah, no, I figured that. I was like, man, it was late last night. He's up early. We appreciate you getting up early for us.
And Mike, I got to give you credit, man. The way you asked the question to Bill Belichick last night about, you know, is it medical reasons the reason why you took Mac Jones out, was brilliant on your part to get him to talk about that through that way. Smart.
Well, Jay, I appreciate it. We got a lot of good reporters. I think the one that I just came out and just asked him who the starting quarterback was, right? And then a bunch of other reporters came in, and I think that was a different one, but I appreciate it. I can't take credit for that particular one, but sometimes I feel like when you're in those rooms, guys, like, you got to ask the questions that the fans are asking, you know, that they don't have the opportunity to ask. And man, there were a lot to ask Coach Belichick last night.
Mike, I think we asked you last week if there was more of a, you know, controversy versus a conversation about this quarterback situation. After last night, is there now a controversy, or is it still a conversation?
That's a good point, Key. I think it's more of the controversy, right? I mean, because when you ask Bill Belichick after the game who your starting quarterback is, and he doesn't tell you, that tells me that that's telling in and of itself. So what's happening with Mac is a surprise to me, you know, and only three series for him last night, and then to turn it over to Zappy. And then when Zappy comes in and gives him the initial sort of spark, Key, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, this is happening, right? Right before our eyes. And then it sort of fizzled out in the second half, which leads us to where we are now. What is Bill Belichick thinking? No one knows.
Mike, you get a chance to be around this team a lot and the players. And last night in Gillette Stadium, hearing the fans chant Zappy, what's the overall sentiment around the team and just the, you know, hearing that from the crowd, you know, pushing for another quarterback other than the one who's starting to get in the game?
Jay, that's a great question. Jacoby Myers, their leading receiver, had referenced that last night in the locker room after the game. And he said that was tough to hear, you know, for him. And he said, that's the NFL for you. It's a fast-changing business. It's tough as a man to see someone who works so hard to get that kind of treatment. And when Jacoby Myers said that, you know, he was referring to the chance. And maybe there was a part of him, too, Jay, that was referring to the quick hook after just three series, his last pass being an interception. So Jacoby Myers, as one voice, you know, sort of stood out to me as the players feeling for Mac for the way that unfolded last night?
Mike, has anyone asked, talking to Mike Reese, Patriots reporter, ESPN Patriots reporter here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, has anyone asked, to your knowledge, Bill Belichick, a question along the lines of, has Mac Jones progressed? Because it looks like he's regressed, right? Or in what ways has he not improved? Or in what ways has he regressed? Has Bill Belichick answered anything like that so far?
Well, not in recent days, Max. I would say coming into the season, he was asked and actually had sort of generated a headline by saying he had made those tremendous strides. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. When we were leading into the season, yeah. And that was when, you know, they elevated Mac to a captain as all this sort of conversation about this big jump that Mac had made from year one to year two just hasn't manifested itself once the games started. And so that question is going to need to be asked, Max, and maybe it comes out, you know, when Belichick meets the press later this morning in his day after game, you know, news conference.
Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and of course Max. Mike, Coach Belichick answered the question last night about the rotation of the quarterbacks, and he said that, you know, he spoke to them and he planned on rotating them at some point in this particular football game. The Bears defeating the Patriots, obviously 33-14 on Monday Night Football last night. I don't want to say do you believe, because we got to believe him. That's what he said. But is it as easy as I was going to rotate them at some point in the game, or he was going to play if it was a blowout, or he was not going to play in the first half, but maybe the second half? Like, take me through what you think that rotation means.
Yeah. So that's a great key. I think here's the thought process. They got the Jets coming up on Sunday, and I believe Bill Belichick was thinking to himself, I've got Mac Jones coming off this high ankle sprain. If I can carefully manage his workload to play two games in 6 days, that's the mindset. And that was the thinking behind it. No different than, let's say, a receiver like yourself coming back from an injury, you might not play him 100% of the snaps. On paper, the thought process looks sound. But when it's the quarterback touching the ball every play, it looks different. And so I think that was what they were doing, and my understanding is they did split some reps during the week, so it's not like it was a complete 180 from what they had practiced. But when Belichick relayed this to Mac Jones, it was at the end of the week. It was sort of after they had been through the whole week of practice. So I do believe Mac was probably caught a little bit off guard, you know, by that plan that was presented to him late in the week.
Mike, last night when you look at the Bears, they rushed for over 240 yards on the ground. What is your make of what's going on with the Pats defense?
That surprised us, Jay, because the defense had been pretty good the last couple days. And that was one where they said they saw more designed quarterback runs from Justin Fields than the Bears had shown on tape up to this point, and that some of the things they saw were similar to what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens got them with in week three of the regular season. So they just struggled with the quarterback as a runner. And I would say this, Jay, sometimes like it's as simple as like playing with physicality and technique, and they just got blown off the ball, which was surprising to see that happen, because that's not usually what you see from a Bill Belichick-type defense.
So who should be the guy going forward for the Patriots? Should it be Dr. Z, or should they just roll with Mac Jones?
So it's a good question. I would lean toward Mac Jones. I think Max's question is fair. You know, is he progressing? He hasn't looked like he's progressed. I think the question would be, how do we get him to progress if you're the Patriots? You picked him in the first round for a reason, had a good rookie season. How do you get that back? To me, that would be the thought process and the mindset. And not sure that's what they're going to do, and I don't know if it sounded like Mac wasn't sure what, you know, if that's what they're going to do. He was talking almost like last night, Key, that he's prepared for the other scenario. So curious what Bill Belichick decides, but to me that would probably be the way to go, especially when you look at it. Zappi had, I think, four passes batted down, and it did fizzle out a little bit in the second half. You almost wonder if, you know, maybe that was telling in one sense.
Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter. Appreciate you, Mike.
You're back, Mike.
Chicken noodle soup, guys.
Chicken noodle soup.
Noodles, my vote. That's,
with that's a soda one. On the side, what? Mike?
Soda.
No soda.
No,
yeah, no soda.
No soda, Jay. Chicken, who drinks soda? Soup?
With a chicken
not,
noodle
he's
soup?
With the, he's not with the culture. I can't.
Soda?
Thank, I can't, thank Mike. You, Mike. Hold on. If you're having chicken noodle soup, it's a different culture. That's our culture. Mike Reese will tell
side.
You about that.
No,
soda on the
soda.
Side.
No,
I love how
you
Keith's,
drink soda.
I love how Keith's taking me so literally right now.
I don't think he heard the song.
No, he definitely has not heard the song. The
oh, okay. Because I was gonna say soda's so gross.
Yeah. The Colts will have yet another new starting quarterback in 2023. We're going to play Overreaction, Not an Overreaction, with Dan Graziano coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tom Brady should have stayed his ass at home.
Just his body language and how he looked at the podium. Guy who looks somewhat defeated.
We just have not played well. It doesn't matter if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Go to More on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Click on it. Scroll down to Live Radio. If you're at work already, you're having a driveway moment, you don't want to get out of the car, just take us with you on the app. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, with us now.
I saw you, Dan, closing your eyes, jamming to the song a little bit. Yeah, go ahead. Trance out, baby.
That's a good one.
Used to go to Tower Records there downtown to get the Stevie Wonder albums. You could go upstairs in the Stevie Wonder albums because it was like old music already. Discounts, $5.99 for the album.
That's a place. I'm trying to remember the name of the place in Georgetown, the record shop we used to go to. Somebody who's listening will know it.
You guys still got record players?
It was on Wisconsin Avenue.
Record players at the crib?
It's not still. It's again, right? It came back. The vinyl came back. So, like, my 16-year-old has one in his room, and he listens to the vinyls all the time.
Because he has turntables, probably. Not record players, or is he DJ?
It's old school. It comes in a, vinyl record player.
Just like it came back. Max? They just enhance them and make them look better. And
never throw anything away. That's the
just hoard everything. You've been right all along.
Never throw anything away.
It always comes back.
Like, oh, there's. Exactly. By the way, there's. Do you think in the future there'll be stories like in the old days, like, old yeah, my mom threw out all my baseball cards. I had a Mickey Mantle rookie.
Yes.
Where like, oh my mom threw out all my NFTs. She deleted all my NFTs. They would have been worth a fortune.
Or they got hacked. Yeah,
I
they
still
got
don't
hacked.
Understand NFTs enough to know whether
Dan,
that can
please
happen.
Dan,
no.
Don't try. Don't try.
Max,
whatever you
do. You know what that NFT would be worth today? She was cleaning out her hard drive and she deleted all my NFTs, damn it.
If you can't touch it, Dan, physically touch it.
You can't touch your money in the bank.
I think we're all old, guys.
Don't touch it.
All right, before we get into overreaction, not an overreaction, we want your thoughts, Dan, on the NFL, they're reviewing the refs seeking Mike Evans' autograph. A video shows side judge Jeff Lamberth and line judge Tripp Sutter calling Evans' name and each getting autographs from the star receiver at Tampa Bay's 21-3 loss. What are your thoughts?
It's not good, Max. Look, this is not – I go back to one of the lessons you learn like in journalism classes is avoid the – appearance of impropriety, right? Like, so even if nothing was like, even if you're not getting or giving preferential treatment to someone who does you a favor, the fact that they did you a favor gives people license to accuse you of it.
Right.
Right. So there is a policy in place that officials are not allowed to get autographs. They can secure autographs for like, charitable causes and all that, but there's a system for that. They have to go through the league's officiating office, make a request, tell them what it's for. You cannot walk up to a player and ask him for his autograph. That it looks bad, and it is against the rules. So the league is looking into it. If that is what happens in this video, which again is what it looks like, but the league is investigating, then there should be consequences for those officials.
Yeah, man, this is so stupid. I've given officials gloves, cleats, sign stuff for them. I mean, like, and they've had bad calls on me, and they've had good calls on me. The guys can still be professional and do their job. And I understand what you're saying, Dan, no question about it. It looks a certain way to the eye. I understand that. But it's a piece of paper for crying out loud.
His kid or his nephew or somebody who's sick, who's a big fan of his.
I get all that. But my point is, number one, there's a rule on the books that says they can't do it. And that if they want it for a sick kid, they can go through certain channels and secure that, right? Like the league will do that for them. But the optics, man. We live in this time where everybody wants to jump on the officials for everything. Like the next time the Bucks get a call in a game that's officiated by one of these guys, you think no one's going to say anything? The league's officiating department cannot have this image.
I get what you're saying, Dan. Absolutely. We also understand the way life works, when things don't feel so formal, when people are casually saying, hey, but I get it. The appearance is exactly as you say. How serious an infraction is that?
That's what I don't know. That's the question I haven't been able to get answered is what the consequences would be. My guess is if it's a first offense thing that it's more about a fine than anything else. But I don't know exactly. I would hope that it does. It's not the kind of thing that results in, suspension or termination. But I don't know. I asked that question directly yesterday. Didn't get an answer. I would hope.
Apropos of this subject, let's play overreaction. Yeah. Not an overreaction. You ready?
I am.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are both going to miss the playoffs. Dan Graziano, overreaction, not an overreaction.
I think it's an overreaction. I mean, Brady's team is still tied for first place at 3-4. So, look, these are guys with some track record, obviously, of reaching the playoffs. I think to rule them both out at this point would be a mistake. But, man, both of those teams need to do something. They can't just go along and assume things are going to turn around. What they're doing isn't working. I'm talking about both sides of the ball for both of these teams. How do the Buccaneers give up 173 rushing yards to a team that just traded its running back like 2 days earlier? Like, how does that happen? So there are a lot of problems to fix there, but I think I would think that the safe bet is that at least one of them actually does fix it.
Overreaction. It's certainly overreaction. A lot of what Dan is saying, when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're basically in a bad division, 3-3 teams, 2-4 teams. They can still win the division, but it's only one team coming out of the South. When you think about what is getting ready to happen to Green Bay and Buffalo, That's the issue right there. They getting ready to drop one to Buffalo. I'm giving Buffalo this W. And that means that they're going to be four games, I believe, behind Minnesota at this point.
Yeah, if Minnesota wins.
I'll go overreaction. I'm with you both. I think Tampa Bay.
The Colts will have yet another new starting quarterback in 2023. Well, Dan,
I wrote this before they changed quarterbacks yesterday, so I think I wrote that it was an overreaction. But no, obviously they already have one, and this is unfortunately the story of the last half decade for the Colts, is a new quarterback every year since Andrew Luck surprised them by retiring in August of 2019. So. Yeah, obviously, I don't know whether it'll be Sam Ehlinger or whether it'll be somebody else, but Matt Ryan still has money on the books for next year, including a $12 million guarantee as part of his salary, so it's possible.
$23 million against the cap, right?
He's back there. More likely, he's probably somewhere else, and they're moving on, but it's rough there. And honestly, like, if it ends up costing the coach and GM their jobs, which is certainly possible, they'll be able to obviously point to the fact that they never got quarterback.
You know what occurs to me? Daniel Jones, remember when I said a couple of weeks ago, give him 3 years, 75 now, and you were like, it's going to be more like 3 years, 90. It might be more like 3 years, 100 something with what just happened with Matt Ryan, right? Like, all of a sudden, it looks pretty good.
It's not an overreaction at all. One of the things that I would say to Jim Irsay is, here's what you do. If you're going to move on from the general manager and the head coach, keep Matt Ryan. Draft a quarterback. Go get you a Hendon Hooker. Go get you a Bryce Young, whoever. Just find a guy. And let Matt Ryan be the bridge guy for that 1 year. And then let's hit the reset button and start fresh. Let's stop playing the game of going to get a veteran quarterback and bringing him in and then get mad and getting rid of him. Let's just stop that.
Not overreaction. I've been to one state, and this from the top of the show today. I'm like, this is the seventh quarterback for Frank Reich during his tenure there.
It's not great.
Seventh. You tell me what other head coach has gone through seven quarterbacks.
It's not a recipe for success.
They're going to have to use draft capital to move up, get a blue chip guy, and develop him, period.
They've resisted that over the past 4 or 5 years. They're going to have to at some point.
Overreaction, not an overreaction, with Dan Graziano, ESPN, NFL insider here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. The Bengals are still a strong threat to repeat as AFC champs, Dan.
It's not an overreaction. Like, in a league where no one is scoring any points, the Bengals just went out and absolutely annihilated an Atlanta Falcons team that kind of came in hot, right? That if they have a strength, it's their secondary. Now, I know they're banged up in the secondary, but, I think you look at how good they look on offense. You look at the rebuild offensive line starting to play better at a time of the year where it makes sense that they've gotten used to each other a little bit and they would start to play better. You look at the experience derived from last year's playoff run and the value that has going forward. I think they're a very dangerous team.
Okay.
Not an overreaction at all. They are a very dangerous team, and they could potentially win this division.
So last two games, not an overreaction. Joe Burrow has thrown for 780 yards, 6 touchdowns, 0 INTs over the last two games.
He's good. Very good.
I mean, since that week one debacle against the Steelers.
Oh, I've been saying it all along. Everyone looks at me sideways. If I can't have Patrick Mahomes, I want Joe Burrow. You can have whoever you want. I'm taking Joe Burrow. Hey, Dan Graziano.
Yes.
You knew Key was going to find a way to get in.
Not an overreaction. Our very own Alan Yates has never had any soup of any kind. This makes him a weirdo. Overreaction, not an overreaction. A straight-up weirdo.
I think it's not an overreaction. Oh. Wow, how is that possible?
Thank you. Well, wait.
No, it's not an overreaction.
Why should I give you the answer you want? Why not? Like, what's the reason?
I'm just not a soup bowl, man.
But how do you know that?
Because I've had it.
You said you haven't had it.
Oh, yeah. Well, not since I was a kid,
I was a youth. This was before I had a beard.
Oh, well, that's entirely different.
I had a beard for a long time, Dan.
You said never.
Well, I tried never. To set it up
but
a little
if he had it and didn't like it, then
but
yes.
But he was a child.
I was a Gerber baby.
Well, that's...
But all soup is not the same. That's like saying I had a sandwich and I don't like sandwiches. What was in the sandwich?
That just makes him stubborn. It doesn't make him a weirdo. If he had it and didn't like it and still holds that against soup.
Oh, I hold it against soup.
Right. Then he's stubborn.
The whole thing is,
but like Yates,
me,
you
man.
Don't like the liquid around food. So if you have like collard greens, like the liquid that comes with collard greens, like if you were just like the liquid that's essentially like collard green soup.
Nah, it's different. Greens is something
Is it really different?
Greens is made with love.
What about sauce?
Made with love.
Like, what about sauce? Like,
I'm allergic
sauce
to tomatoes,
on pasta?
So I can't
like,
do
anything
the, I don't
like
do
that?
The,
like, is that is
he's
that
allergic
not cool
to tomatoes.
I'm allergic to tomatoes. Too much acidity for me.
Barbecue sauce? No, that would be tomatoes.
Yates, what kind of food do you like? We'll put it in. We'll find a place that puts it in some broth. You'll love it.
I'm a simple boy, man.
Salmon cheesesteak.
So like, I would love to know where the line is, like on solid versus liquid. Like, how about peanut butter? Like, is that too much close
that
to liquid?
Like,
you know what I mean?
Me.
Like,
sure
I know it's solid, but it's not, you know, chewable.
What about jelly?
It's not chewable.
See, I don't really get down with jelly. I'm diabetic, so I can only have one or the other.
Look,
so I go with peanut butter when
I would
get my sugar.
I think I need to,
I'm getting you soup, Yates. I'm going to watch you eat some soup. I swear to God, you're going to love it.
Text the Sports Center producers and tell them I got to cancel this segment I got coming up because this is more important. We got to lock in on this soup thing.
Your favorite soup.
And figure out clam chowder.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Respectable.
We've talked a lot about the Patriots quarterback situation, but we should not lose sight of Justin Fields last night. Was this a turning point for Fields and maybe more importantly, the Bears offense? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Bring in
Jared Payton, WGN News Sports anchor, former NFL running back, and Walter Payton's son. I suppose it's okay to say that. I know that that's a Walter Payton, like, but people talk about the greatest football players of all time. There's a very short list, and Walter Payton a lot of time leads that list.
Sweetness.
As the song says, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. First and foremost, Max, I got to say something to each one of you. Max, thank you so much. I watch your show before I leave to go to WGN every single day. I leave my house at 2 o'clock here. Central time. So I appreciate you for always making me feel smarter about boxing because I know nothing about boxing. Also to Keyshawn, man, you know, you're a legend. My dad always told me to study up on the guys in the NFL that he loved and wanted me to like emulate and just in my game when I started like my sophomore year in high school. So you're one of those dudes. So I just want to say thank you. And to Jay Will, most people don't know this about me, but I am a huge Duke fan.
Oh, okay.
And Jay Will is my favorite college basketball player, hands down. Whoa. Second is Jalen Rose. So you better step in line, Jalen Rose. He's the reason why I started shaving my head back in the Jalen. So shouts out to him. But Jay, you, that Maryland game, dude, I'll never forget where I was in Miami at the University of Miami playing football. And I remember sitting there, Ed Reed used to give me crap about being a Duke fan. Everybody in the locker room would talk trash to me just because I was a Duke fan.
Oh, Jared, we got a wrap, man. The night before the Maryland game was even more epic than the actual game. So if that tells you something.
Well, Jay Will, one of the greatest college basketball players
the first
ever
time, lived. Jared, the first time I met your dad was in Soldier Field in 1998. I met him in 1998. Wow. He came inside of our locker room. And, for me, it goes so far back to kangaroo days, white Lamborghini running the hills. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? You was probably 5 years old at that time, but it take me way back to the kangaroo days. So it, when meat and sweetness was like, oh my God, this is Walter Payton.
He also,
I'll tell you, man,
Walter Payton also, for people who grew up watching him, and I was a little kid, but there was forget about the talent for a second. He and Steve Young were my favorite players to watch because Walter Payton played with so much heart. It was like, speaking about, it was like watching Evander Holyfield fight or something like that. There was no quit. When you thought it was over, he was still going. It was so exciting and inspirational to watch. Anyway, I'm sure you hear this wherever you go. Thursday is the 20th anniversary of Emmitt Smith breaking your father's rushing record. Could you give us some insight into the relationship Emmitt has with your family?
Well, you know, a lot of people, I can't believe it's 20 years. And I go back to, you know, that day when he broke the record. And you guys, I have to be honest with you, I was upset. As a kid growing up, that's all I used to hold on to because everybody used to come up to me and say, man, your dad, he's the all-time leading rusher. And so when my dad passed in 99, it was a strange feeling for me to kind of let Emmitt take that record because I didn't want my dad to be number two. But I'll tell you now, 41 years old, and my relationship with Emmitt it's been phenomenal. When my dad was about to pass away, he had a conversation with Emmitt, and he told Emmitt, he's like, listen, I'm okay, but I need you to do something for me. I need you to make sure that my son's all right. If he needs you, just be there for him. And let me tell you guys, I have to be honest, he's gone over and beyond. Emmett and I are super close. We talk at least once a month, or sometimes even more. And when I was looking for that father figure in my life after my dad passed, Emmett filled that void for me. While everybody else was trying to fill it, Emmett's been that guy. And so, you know, the crazy part was right before his son EJ was going off to school, I went to do an interview with him in Dallas. And the fact is, I went up to EJ and I said the same thing to his son, saying, listen, if you ever need anything, I'm here for you, because your dad did that for me. And so the relationship of being there for me, Emmett is he's been that guy that has been one of those father figures to be able to step in when I needed him the most throughout these years.
So we can get to some Bears football, some actual football. What do you think about this road win? I mean, this Patriots defense not long ago shut down the Lions offense that was riding very high at the time. And whatever you want to say about Justin Fields throughout the season so far, his teams are in position to win, right? In these games where it's like, I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something. What's your impression?
Well, if you guys look at every single game except for probably that Green Bay game, the Bears have been in every single game, and it's been close for them to have a chance to win. So it speaks volumes to what Matt Eberflus and his staff are doing here in Chicago. But for Justin, I mean, it comes down to it. And Key, you know this, man. Anytime that you've got a dude that's athletic that can make plays, I mean, as a young quarterback, I think he's struggled because of the inconsistencies on the offensive line and kind of the carousel when it comes to the movement on that offensive line. So he always talks about the internal clock that he has and that it's moving really, really fast. I think it slows down a little bit. He's trusting a little bit more. And I think last night what we really saw was a young man that is more confident in himself, I think confident in the game plan. And you got to give credit to Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Bears. They went through this 10-day period of losing to the Commanders to then coming out on Monday Night Football. And they talked about not only just changing, you know, looking and evaluating themselves, but also changing things and evaluating their scheme. And what we saw last night was getting Justin and putting him in situations to be successful. And I think early on often, you saw them moving him outside the pocket. And for a young quarterback, that's where he feels the most comfortable, is when he's outside the pocket moving. And even when plays are breaking down, his ability to use his feet to get himself out of trouble, to get a first down, to get extra yards, it's impressive. And I think he's only going to get better as he gets more comfortable. And to me, what that's going to take is more game reps. So people here in Chicago, I keep telling them, just relax a little bit. This is going to take some time, especially when you look at the roster, you guys. It's not a lot of stars on that roster. Could you imagine what it could be like in the future when you even look at next year with the cap space that the Bears have to be able to put some pieces around him? Then it's going to be like him being at Ohio State all over again.
Jared, you've been around this program, obviously this organization, for a very, very long time. Is it headed in the right directions, the highs, the lows? They've gone to Super Bowls with Lovie Smith. They've been bad with other coaches and Mark Trestman and whatnot. And now, are they finally looking like they could potentially be headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think, Key, it comes down to leadership. And it's Brian Poles, the new GM, and Matt Eberflus, the new head coach. I think there's something to say about what we saw last night on that football field. They went back through all the film and all the tape, and they kind of broke it down and trying to build this thing back up. And I know they didn't do it the way that Bears fans maybe had hoped they would do this season, but that's what happens when you get a roster that was you have to clean up. And that's what Ryan Poles has had to do. And so, yeah, I think they're headed in the right direction. But, Key, I said this the other day here locally on Chicago radio. I just always believe that the Bears should always be good. Like, yeah. we got to get back to being dominant. We're the founding franchise of this league, man. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't always be good. The Bears should be in that conversation of being in the playoffs and Super Bowls. Like, this can't be going from 85 to then waiting to the 2000s to get back to the Super Bowl. We should be in that conversation all the time. And in my heart right now, I really, truly believe that The Bears have the right people in place to be able to make this happen. I have confidence in Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and what they've done in a short period of time here in Chicago.
Thanks a lot, man. We're running out of time, but you look like somebody, and I got to think of who that is, and I will, but thanks for joining us.
Jared, are we cousins? Are we family out here?
I feel like I'm your doppelganger or something like that, man. We family, baby. Hey, everybody says it everywhere we go.
We might have to start doing some 24 me, man. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason I got a little extra pop on the basketball court, too, now. I don't know.
Well, listen, anytime you guys need me, I appreciate it. And I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm very, very honored to be on. And, yeah, Jay Will, we gotta rap a little bit about some of this Duke basketball, man, and you know, I'm a big Coach K fan as well. So he sent me a happy 40th birthday a couple of years ago,
really?
A personal message. So, yeah, I got love for Coach K.
I hit you, man. I might be out in Chicago next week, so I'll hit you.
All right, you guys can do this.
All right, I appreciate it.
We'll walk around. We'll take
this
like
offline. Yeah, all right, there he is, Jared Payton, WGN Sports anchor, news sports anchor, and former NFL running back, and, of course, Walter Payton's son and friend of the show. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.
All right, Jay.
Appreciate it.
How much trouble are the Bucks in? And can their offense be fixed?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tom Brady should have stayed his ass at home.
Just his body language and how he looked at the podium, guy who looks somewhat defeated.
We just have not played well. It doesn't matter if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio on the app. You can find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You know, I realize I keep throwing out the Dr. Pepper call-in line, but I'm not giving you a topic. People calling in, but it's here and there. We'll figure out a topic for people to respond to.
What's wrong with you, Keith?
Who looked worse, Brady or Aaron Rodgers over the weekend? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Why are you eating your paper, Key? What did
he's
I miss?
He's blotting.
He's blotting?
I'm blotting. I had this. Blotting. I, you know, I don't want all this. I don't need crusty lips and people talking about on social media talking about I need a CarMax deal. I don't need that in my life. I got to keep them nice and soft. I was messing with Jay. I see Jay messing with me, so I had to, you know. And then go like this, Max.
You got a blot on the piece.
Yeah, you're blotting. I get it. I got it. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. Key's got paper in his mouth. What's going on?
You know, I'm conceited, Max. So yes.
Mm-hmm. You keep on. You use chapstick, Max?
I do in the winter. I'm going to start next couple weeks. I'll start bringing
it up. Dry when
you except I have a scar on my lip.
You wait until the winter?
Why do you You don't do it during the summer?
No, I don't need it during the summer.
Man, I need it whenever my lips feel dry.
Exactly.
but my lips don't feel dry until it starts getting cold. Then they start. Then I got to put
so,
it on.
Oh, so your lips never feel dry even though you know, in the world, you
not
know,
really.
You drink water.
If they felt dry or they started to chap, I would tell you. They don't
no, but
until
I mean,
it gets cold.
Based on some of the fun and you got to, stay hydrated here and there.
You got to stay hydrated. That is true. I stay hydrated.
Do you wait to put lotion on in the winter?
No, lotion year round. Lotion year round. I need it, man. My skin gets itchy. No,
because
for whatever reason.
You do realize you get ashy too, Max.
I mean, right now I look like death warmed over. If someone told you I was the undead right now, you'd be like, yeah, he's that color. Look at my color on
TV. I've seen you a lot worse.
Yeah.
You were like Casper. You were like Casper.
I get like sallow
green.
I know.
Like I got a tanning salon or something.
I'm
going to
go on the weekend somewhere to get some sun this year.
And we can always do some shows from Florida.
That's a fit. You know what?
Why not?
Let's take the show on the road
when
to Florida.
Why come to New York? Let's go to Florida. Let's go to West Palm.
Well, let's do it.
But the problem with Max is he has other shows that he has to take.
I'll do it from there.
For
Florida, it's the same time zone, Key. I'm good.
Well, that's true. Well, it works.
And by the way, we have reporters in Florida.
We have
Jeff Darlington
studio.
In Florida. We got Mike Tannenbaum in Florida.
That whole ESPN studio.
We should do some winter shows from Florida.
Yeah, I probably couldn't go down to Miami, though. You know, they looking for me in Miami.
West Palm. West Palm.
Miami Dolphin. Miami Dolphin fans are looking for me.
Yeah. We go to the Gulf side.
They hate me, Jay.
Yeah, well, because it's just Tua, but it's all right.
They can't stand me in Miami. No. On top of that, I used to crack their hair when I played against them.
So
they hate me for that, too. Mm.
Do you know who they ought to love in Florida? Tom Brady, because he brought him a Super Bowl.
Why do you do the fist
swing? Oh, darn it. During the latest episode of Let's Go, with an exclamation point. Let's go!
Let's go!
With Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray, Tom Brady discussed the Bucs' efforts to turn things around in Tampa, and this is what he had to say.
It's not about one play here, one play there. It's all the plays that all add up to a final outcome. And that outcome is we're going to have to change it from the player standpoint because we're on the field that can do something about it. And if we want to do something about it, we've got to do more. And we got to commit to one another more. Got to play harder. Got to play faster. Got to play stronger, more determined, better execution, all the things. And then you hope that once you find your rhythm, that can continue to carry you. So there are a lot of competitors that we have. And I know that we have a strong belief that we're going to find a way and we're going to keep fighting as hard as we can. And there's no quit in our group, and there will never be a quit as long as I'm a part of any team. I know that for sure.
Absolutely.
He's going to turn it around.
Well, the division is bad. They don't have a choice but to turn it around. They're still in it at 3-4. They're still leading the division. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Right, they're in the playoffs right now, the way they've looked. But Brady, I'm going to say it, for the first time, like I thought, he's starting to age in the Patriots because he didn't have receivers, right? Then he gets to Tampa, he's good. He looks old and creaky to me. He does. Now I agree. He will turn it around. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they might win a playoff game. Maybe go on a run. But right now, I looked at him like, boy, that does not look right. Can an argument be made for the Giants being the second best team in the NFC? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.